Tintoretto was briefly a student of Titian, and he endeavored to merge Titian's great use of color, rich, brilliant color, with the more muscular design of Michelangelo. And as a result, you get this intense corporeality in his figures that's really unprecedented. He was also a master of colossal projects, huge altarpieces, and dozens of them throughout the city. And in this case, this altarpiece is a fragment of one that was executed for a Franciscan church and was mutilated in the 17th century. So someone had basically taken the lower two-thirds and left the top third in the church, which then disappeared. So what we have left is what we have in the exhibition. And then there's an engraving which shows what the original composition was like when it was intact. It's a lunette with an angel in it, and you can still see the angel's feet. And there's this phenomenal energy in the figures and in the compositions, which in fact earned him the nickname Il Furioso, the Furious One. These are incredibly massive figures, beautifully composed, and again, great rhythms moving through. Franciscan doctrine held that the Virgin was with her son a co-redeemer, mankind. So her very violent swooning in the foreground of this picture as a counterpoint to the limpness of Christ's body being brought into the tomb would have been seen as something symbolic of her spiritual death. And then you have Christ being lowered into the tomb in the middle distance, and then the angel above, who is really there to draw attention to the far distant crucifixion, which is not visible in the painting anymore, but it was in the top third that was left behind.
Press the yellow button to hear music from the Golden Age of Venice.